You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
Going on, y'all. It's your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Black Is Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. In this episode, we get into some listener feedback. We had a listener by the name of Blessed who sent us some feedback on a previous show regarding the issues of color. We read her feedback to the crew and we get to discuss it. Covers a lot of different things. We get into people being color struck, dating based on preferences, body types. We even discuss the issues surrounding Kendrick Lamar's girlfriend, I guess, thrown into the mix. So just want to say thanks again to Blessed for that feedback. If anybody wants to leave us some feedback, you can do that on Twitter at Black Is Online, at Facebook on Black Is Magazine. Email us, kc@blackisonline.com. We'd appreciate it if you leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher. And you can check past episodes of the Black Is Break and other shows that we have on the Black Is Network on blackisonline.com. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
Let me go for dark skin.
Honey, because the light skin
is that true?
Yeah.
You see it.
I think
you see
I'm dark though.
Okay.
Or light skin. Dudes do tend to yeah. date darker women than
yeah.
Well, the conversation that we had at the table, like Darius was here. I wish he was here now because he was the fairest person on the panel that day, and he was saying he has a tendency to prefer dark complexion women because when he sees light complexion women, they remind him of his mom and his sister. So it's not exactly right. That's not what he's going for.
Do you find that darker skinned men are attracted to you or lighter?
Shelby is asking this question to Leisha.
To me?
To you.
Are you approached, if you were to measure, are you approached more by darker complexion men than fairer complexion men?
I definitely am not approached by white guys, I will say that. But, I've never, I can't think of someone mixed that's approached me, but I'd say the color has been varied.
Okay.
But... That, definitely.
Okay, can stop being a lawyer and answer the question.
Well, I haven't seen it one way, extreme, where I'm
we're
like, yes,
black.
It's definitely. Yeah.
Definitely black.
Definitely. And I do think that white guys, a lot of times, like black girls, like real, if they like a black woman, they want like a black woman. You know what I mean?
Not unquestionably.
Yeah. So I have found that to be my experience. But, you know.
It's the same thing with entertainment.
Whether it's subconscious or not, I don't know. Oh, you know?
Did you find it? Okay, Chris is going to read the actual comments since I'm blubbering around here. This is my birthday podcast, y'all. Yeah.
She said, I actually prefer lighter men because they seem to have less issues with being color struck. I am brown-skinned mid-tone and have gotten comments on how I got dark when I tan. These comments typically have a negative connotation and come from darker-skinned men. Black men expect more of darker skinned women. If she is dark, she's got to have body, the face, the job, basically everything, whereas a lighter skinned woman may just need to have curly hair. This is similar to when black men date white women. Your black girl's got to have it all, degree, job, everything, while the white girl, if she's got a bit of a body, she's good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, too much of that is true, and it's kind of funny.
It's just way too much of that is true.
Yeah.
Way too much. Because I have seen some... I mean, look, in all fairness, I guess, you know, everybody has their
what they bring to the table. But a lot of men, a lot of black men are still caught up in the hair situation. And the like, what really made me start laughing was that curly hair. All she got to have is some curly hair. And I'm like, dang, because like a lot of black guys, they don't want to be bothered with it. You know, that's why these little girls walk around with this weave.
Yeah, trying to have some curly hair. And it's funny, I found, and this is going to piss off some of my light complexion listeners. There are some light complexion people that are in a very insulated experience, I would say, to their face. Their circle ends up being made up of people who are of similar complexion. They date people of similar complexion, make babies of a similar complexion, and therefore,
light skin love.
Yes. Therefore, the issue of complexion is not an issue for them. And then when this topic comes on the table, they have the look on their face like, we never had that problem, or that's not an issue for us. And it's like, well, if you wore the shoes of somebody who was on the opposite end of the spectrum, you would see it can be an issue for some people, and there's a lot of hurt there that should be acknowledged. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that anybody should play victim to, I mean, because you should not play victim to your color. That ends up being your own issue. If you let your color keep you from succeeding or having some kind of joy in life, then that becomes a personal thing. But not to say that you aren't looked at or treated a certain way would be, I would say, a fallacy. I mean, that our history in this country showcases that. If you look at any old black memorabilia, if they're showcasing black people, the way that you joke on it is make it hella black with big pink lips. So somebody on the darker end of the spectrum who might happen to have lighter pigmentation on their lips might feel some kind of way. You know, somebody calling them out of their name, their own people calling them out of name. You know what I mean? And so.
Well, that brings to mind the person who commented on Kendrick Lamar being engaged to his fiance, and
right.
She's light complected. I'm not even sure she's black, but it was a dark sister who was like, "Yeah, we need to boycott his album. If you know, he's a supposed conscious brother."
Yeah, she cried.
And you know,
interesting.
I just, you know, I understand the defense mechanisms that initially pull up. Mm-hmm. When we see certain, you know, archetypes or certain stereotypes for that matter, like a brother with a high yellow, long hair, curly hair, quote unquote, a woman. But, and we can acknowledge that there is a light skin privilege, and that some people are indeed color struck, because Lord knows by any music video that we look at that type of image permeates our consciousness at the very least a subconscious level. But I do think that we are hyper defensive as a people when it comes to issues of color. So it's always hard to tell exactly where someone falls on the line. Like as soon as I hear someone make a color comment, I kind of want to see what they look like. I want to see what their color is. And I want to know what their politics are, because if they have like a deep progressive understanding that, you know, there isn't something that's as much as too dark or hair too nappy, then I'm going to listen with a much wider and open heart, as opposed to if they are, you know, color struck. But it's just hard. We're just really defensive for good reason too. I'm not, you know, getting mad.
So Kendrick Lamar is with a white woman?
No.
She's
see,
not white.
See, look, because you get defensive.
But he's been with her for a long time. Yeah,
okay,
she's black.
She's the type of black where you would question what she is.
Yeah, she's real.
So
fair.
How about that? I'm telling you, he with someone.
I would think
who
differently about that album if he was with a white woman,
or could be Persian or Iranian.
No, she couldn't.
I'm just saying. But someone could question. We gonna find this picture. How about that?
I'm pulling it up right now. Let me tell you something.
We finding the picture.
Let me tell you what happens too. Is okay. This is what she looks. Oh, I accidentally touched the picture. That's what she looks like. It's not fair. Just
now,
because she's
light-skinned. What you think about what she look like?
Just because her skin is light, you already, I mean, black. She may she not be black. Black. I mean, dude, like,
or, does she look Mexican? Does she look Latino?
She's a light-skinned black girl. girl.
Thank you. And now you're questioning her blackness because she's not brown enough. That's messed up.
Who's questioning her blackness?
You said.
Does she look Mexican? Does she look?
No, I wasn't black.
First off.
And even if
first
her
off,
mom,
Shelby, for the record, I just want to say I was never questioning her blackness. I was goading Darylin into having a negative response.
That might be the first admission on mic of such behavior.
I am so grateful for the admission. I'm dropping the issue.
That's the first. Well, maybe we, because based off of that, there's a Facebook thread, and I'm going to let everybody on that thread stay anonymous, where this post was shared, and this whole conversation went on. Of course, sister's assertion that Kendrick is not of a conscious mind because he's with a light-skinned woman is absolutely ludicrous and insane. And if you look at her post, sister's hurt and angry and just lashing out. She's not making any logical sense. People are asking her legit questions and she just, fuck y'all, da-da-da, black skin power, just all kind of foolishness. She on a one-woman rant. But going beyond that, you know, her acting out aside, I think the hurt is something that truly exists. And I think that's what she was trying to articulate in a very inarticulate manner. And using Kendrick was just a poor example. Yeah. You know, that to attack him just absolutely makes no sense. But it was funny in that thread, somebody made the point that they felt the idea of a light complexion woman presenting a status symbol to a man was like way in the distant past, like 10, 15 years ago, that was an issue. That's not an issue anymore. And I was like, no, that's still an issue. Yeah. Like that's still an issue. It's still an issue.
I mean, if you even listen to some lyrics of some of the songs, and this has always bothered me because I was listening, I can't remember the name of the song, but loosely, he says something like, I got a light-skinned girl from a valley and a dark-skinned girl who can take it or something like that. And I was like, that burns me up because dark-skinned women are still seen as these, you know, it's just ass that you fuck hard. And that's just so, and then light-skinned women are put on this pedestal. And I'm like, it is 2000. This song came out in 2014. So it's 2014 and this is what you're saying?
It's just that deeply
that
ingrained.
That is so hurtful.
It's just that deeply
to
ingrained.
To a beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? Mm-hmm. You know? And then there's another song where something similar was said. And I was like, what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with these guys? But like you said, it's so deep and it goes back so far. And it's one of those things that black people really don't talk about, like, logically.
Because we can't have an across-the-table conversation. And, like, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to attack any of my light-skinned people. I got too many light-skinned folks in my family. People call my children light-skinned, whatever the case may be. But I do think that for some light-complexion people, they don't acknowledge the privilege.
I agree.
As the light-skinned person on the panel.
I want to say something that has, I mean, I think I've actually brought it up in discussions in the past, which is like this idea that like just because you're black, it doesn't really mean that it doesn't mean that you're an empathetic person or you have that ability to empathize with like others. And there are black people that literally what makes them empathetic with the causes that affect black people is the fact that they are black. Yeah. And if they weren't, they would be right along with the rest of the white people having no idea of what it would be like to be black, you know, and just because they are and deal with it, they are angry, but they have no way of like actually expanding that thought to like, you know, other races or gay people or anything. Like there's a complete cutoff from like any other person
like
dealing with it.
Right.
And all what I'm saying is the light skinned people that you deal with that's what they are to me. Like, it's just the same as any other black person that can't see past like just what affects them. Mm-hmm. So if they're not dealing with whatever, then they obviously aren't able to see it. Which is not an excuse because everyone has a responsibility to recognize the privilege that they have. And I definitely recognize it as someone who is light skinned, or lighter. And But I mean, being mixed is a little different, to be honest. Yeah, because like I don't have two black parents, so that's like not my experience. So I think it is a different experience. But I'm totally aware of like the reaction that I get versus, you know, when I, let's say when I go to a job interview or anything like that. Like I know that there's something that I don't have to worry about, even though I still am black. Like I, but I, that's something like, it's just different experiences. And you do have to recognize the different experience that you have. Why I thought light-skinned girls, what I liked about it was just showing the aspect of being light-skinned that isn't the best also, like the side that you do deal with things that people might not realize. Not that everybody does, but some do. So,
like people that. Ask me if you make people.
Huh? What'd you say, Shelby?
Like people asking that if they're Mexican.
I was in my apartment and I said something about, oh my God, California is being overran by the Mexicans. And my roommate, she went off. Mexican, first of all, they're not from Mexico. They're from da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, hold up. You know, she's like, there's more people that speak Spanish other than just Mexicans. It's not just Mexicans. And she just, you know, and I was like, damn, I didn't realize I was saying such a racist statement. But you know, from my point of view, it's a motherfucking lot of people speaking Spanish, so they all Mexicans, right? And she was like, you are so ignorant. You know, she just went, just like you did with them earlier. And I'm like, that's exactly what it is. It's ignorance. I didn't know. Just like, you know, I think all light-skinned people are half white. I'm sorry. That's just my ignorance. It's my ignorance. I'm sorry.
Man, well, at least you admit it. I will say, Shelby, the comments that you're saying that these black brothers making, the funny part about it is a lot of these brothers that are saying this stuff about these dark-skinned women are the same complexion as these dark-skinned women.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's
and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, and it's always like, exactly. You don't think she looks the same complexion as you do. It's you dark-skinned nigga, what the fuck?
It's self-hate.
Yeah.
But that's why they gravitate to the other side of the spectrum, too, is because they want to balance it out. I mean, and you see that with women, too. You have women who are real dark complexion. I'm going to stop right there.
I mean, no, I think in general, you're going to gravitate toward a look that's different than yours. I think most black couples I've seen, at least half, I won't say 80%, but at least half, usually the couples are not the same complexion. One's on a lighter or a dark complexion. I just think that's just what it is. I've seen a lot of, it's just opposites. I mean, maybe, you know, if you're light-skinned, you've been around and you're like, you know, dark-skinned women attract you more and vice versa. But when it's put on to where you only want to date a certain color is when it becomes a problem.
When you conscientiously make the choice, I'm only going to get down with this kind of person.
Right. Or you always have like a preference for, and you label it exotic. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And you put these.
You like people who look like you.
Yeah, there are people like that.
Now, that's a problem if you are light-skinned, boule, Creole, and you want to keep your kids a certain color. That I would say that's a problem. It, you know, yes, for black people, we have enough sicknesses or maladies and psychoses, I guess would be the real word, ideas about how we should be and what's aspirational for us, that color is an issue. So I understand people's automatic defensiveness toward someone being color struck. But once you're talking among friends and once you are an educated or enlightened or conscious black person, and I think this is what this woman's rant was, like Kendrick Lamar is supposed to be conscious. What does it mean that he's with a girl who's so light she can be misconstrued as Latina?
Oh my God!
But she
no, she said that every dark skinned person should boycott Kendrick Lamar for eternity.
Well, the funny thing is when she said that,
the Latina thing, but
I was funny because I was like, she might have listened to Black or the Berry and just missed the total point. When I actually sat and listened to the lyrics, it's not that typical thing. He's talking about the hate that whites have about blacks and that blacks have about blacks,
right?
And about the blacker you are, the more I'm going to hate you.
And I also want to bring another perspective from the lights, because sometimes there's a self-hatred both ways also. Like, a lot of light-skinned people want to be with someone darker so that it's obvious that they're black. Like, it's more of, like, right. finding this right. identity and, like, being accepted and part of it. And, like, you are attracted to that because then, you know, your kids will be black. Like, there will be no
Clearly
question.
Black.
They yeah, won't deal with the same things that you dealt with.
Yeah,
and I think even Malcolm X, I think he had said his mom was like that. Like, she right. favored the darkest kids. And it was
she
like
absolutely
that's,
did.
And there are issues. The issues go both ways is really my point with the self-hatred. Like, there are light-skinned people that hate themselves for that as well, that I think people don't realize sometimes.
I personally abhor light-skinned people who try to breed, like, and try to have kids with only light-skinned people. I think that's just, like, ignorant. That's my personal...
To try to keep the color?
Yeah.
I'm a pure blood.
How are you guys going to tell people...
Yeah, you can't.
How are you going to tell people who to love and who they're attracted to?
Nowadays, you can't assess anybody's intention.
If a black man is attracted to white women all the time, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean... If he chooses not to date black women and only want to date white women, then let the white women have
him. I would be curious.
There's nothing you can do about it because he's an autonomous human being.
Yeah.
But I would think to myself, this brother has some confusion.
But we're all attracted.
And that would be a judgment, right or wrong, that I would make.
But don't we all, aren't we all attracted to a certain type of...
Preferences at a certain
time.
Exactly. At a certain point, we're all going to develop a preference, right?
Exactly.
But if you refuse to date a black person, or I take it back. If you refuse to date a person who looks like you, no matter what you are, you're dealing with some self. You need to deal with some self-hate. There is nothing wrong with dating somebody outside of your race, outside of your culture, religion, or whatever. That's your choice.
Right.
But if
it's
you
all
refuse
your choice.
All of that, but if right. you refuse to be with someone that looks like you, then I think you have.
What if I refuse to date a guy that's less than 5'6"? Do I have a problem with it? And do I have a problem?
Are you
shorter than five? Yes, I am. I'm 5'4". I don't want to date a short guy. I never have. Is something wrong with me? Is something wrong with me?
Because Kendrick's about 5 feet tall, and that girl is clearly taller than him.
I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying?
I clearly have a preference.
She brings up a good point. She refuses to find love in a man who is as short as she is.
That's not confusing. That's just her attraction level.
No,
but I won't.
No, that is a real. If that's a real thing, then yes, that's something to be unpacked in mind. And that's for your personal thing. That ain't for nobody else to tell you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with. When I say look like you, I'm not talking about.
But you're a tallest or a shortest.
I'm talking about your cultural features,
heightism.
Whatever they are, for which you know.
Heightism is real.
What's the difference?
Okay, height is not the same thing as black skin, Jewish nose, curly hair. You know, that's not
Preach,
the
Shelby.
That's not the same thing.
It's a different type of characteristic.
What's the difference? Because it's still my preference, whatever, whether it's height or skin color or wealth or from the right family.
It would have to be the reason. Like, if you're just like,
I don't like niggas.
You know, but you could have been like, you know what? You could have been like, I dated somebody who was shorter than me, and it was just awkward because I'm towering over him, and I felt awkward by it. So because of that, I prefer men that are taller.
And why
okay.
did you feel awkward? Why did you feel like he was less of a man because he was short?
And you could be like, yeah. And I'd be like, okay, I respect that.
Maybe. But the reality is, are you really less man? Here's 4 feet or 6 feet?
But, like, I think Darylin really hits the...
I never gave him a chance.
Here's the thing, Darylin really hits on an important question, an important issue, is that ultimately, if a person has a choice, it's their choice. And that's what freedom is about, exactly. But as black folks, we know that a lot of the choices that we make or a lot of the ideals of beauty have been, in the society that we live, we haven't been honored as beautiful.
Yeah,
so we deal with these constructs of beauty, and they still linger. You know, and that's all. And people who are trying to heal themselves,
like that doesn't exist.
Exactly. And people who are trying to heal themselves and heal themselves as a community are willing to acknowledge those unhelpful constructs. Make sure they're out there and they're being opened, and they're being opened they're being aired out, and that we're aware that these things do exist. And then now that we put it out there and we realize these things do exist, you can go ahead and make your decision as you want. But this is an issue. And that's all. I think this is the acknowledgement is what a lot of people are.
And I think,
for.
I mean, when it comes down to it, like this is a good, I like this analogy of the height thing, because I think that there are probably studies that would probably show the difference between just different factors of life that tall men, the benefits that they get from being tall. Of course. Well, just
like life.
I mean, exactly. And just like being attractive, period, in exactly. life is a better life than being unattractive. It's the same thing. The implications of making these decisions on race have historical implications. And obviously, like, that's why we react in a more serious way, because it's like sort of like, you know, throughout time, Black people are dealing with these issues and we can't even get it together, versus like, you know, there's not this group of oppressed short men out there that like have been dealing with these issues since the beginning of time and were enslaved over it. And yeah, and they probably do have issues, but I know. That's why I think it's a good analogy. I mean, that's why it is a good analogy, because there are issues for sure. It's just not in that same, like, you know.
Nobody's going to look down on you if you say, I'm not going to date a guy under 6 feet.
Right. Like, it's not like you're, like, warped by society because you've been ingrained with this horrible notion of short men being unattractive, which we have, but it's just has not had the horrible implications that racism has.
Okay. Since we talk about body type, she actually did have another thing. She was like, on another note, impossible, this could be another topic. There is too much emphasis put on body type in the Black community. Lord. I think Kelly was always just as cute as Beyonce, but they never gave her hair or good makeup. Beyonce was always meant to stand out.
Well, first of all, Beyonce's father was the manager. Let's be clear.
Come on, white people are horrible with body. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, I don't think this is
any area where Black people have a monopoly. No offense. I mean, white girls are trying to be the skinniest thing they could ever be. The pressure they have. I actually feel happy to be Black because there's a lot less pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as
the young people.
See,
right
I
now,
don't.
Young white girls are pressured to look like Black girls, and Black girls are trying to mutate themselves to look like the white version of themselves. These young white girls are trying to have the biggest ass in the world.
Only the ones that hang out with Black people.
I was gonna say, I feel
not
like,
the ones that are white. True. Okay, white girls so getting different. That white girls true. Who date white guys do not want big butts. I'm telling you, you might think
that's
that.
Not true.
Yes, it is. White guys across the board are fine with a skinny white girl with big boobs. That is like their dream girl. It is not permeated everything. I mean, believe me, urban, yes. If you live in the city, you live around a diverse community, don't get me wrong. But in the middle of the country, they live around a bunch of white people. They all want to be skinny.
I'm not saying they want to look like Amber Rose. But they are still, whether it's as big as Amber Rose's ass or just bigger than what it used to be, it's gravitating towards bigger. And even these little skinny girls are hiking their shorts up in their ass, trying to make it look
definitely
like their butt is big. You know what I'm saying?
The
like
J-Lo phenomenon. She
right,
made it
not,
okay
it's
to
not
have a big
butt. I'm not saying every single person is getting butt implants. I'm not being that extreme. But the shift, even because it's so hard, because I understand, I'm not saying every single person in the world, because nothing applies to every single person in the world. So there's always going to be people who are, you know, more interested in boobs or more interested in, you know, blonde hair or, I don't know, pick something else. But I do think that in general, and I don't think it's just urban, I'm thinking these little country girls too, you know, I think they're trying to look more like what we naturally look like. And I think that Black girls are still burdened with looking, I don't want to say white, because I don't know if that's fair, but
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think these little black girls are more confident now than they ever were. At least when I was a young. They're okay with the big boobs. They're okay with the big butt. They seem so much more confident that they'll come out.
To me, it's not just the about house looking the body.
Any kind of way.
It's not just the body. It's the hair. It's the whole look. And I don't want to go through the whole, like, because I also have an issue with weave. I believe there's an epidemic, and I believe the epidemic is closely tied to trying to look like a white person.
It is an epidemic. Have you been to Africa lately?
No, I have not.
Oh my God, you're talking about weaves? You think America got weave? Wait till you go to Africa.
But and it's okay for your hair to look like a weave too. Like it can look real wiggy.
Oh my God.
And I feel like that's how it looks here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
they're not trying to make it look natural.
I feel like the.
You cry if you went to Africa.
You just made my nerves bad.
The boom of natural hair was like. The response was like the ultra weave. Like the weaves got longer, glossier, curlier, different colors. It was like the weave wearing community was like, fuck y'all, we are about to take it to the max. Ooh. And like literally went there. But did you guys happen to catch that slideshow going back to body type that was showing the various body types throughout the ages in different regions of the world?
I think I did.
It was like one of those BuzzFeed
things.
They had different women. So the thing that struck me was the current modern day one was a woman who is slim but with curves.
Yeah.
But the big thing, and it's because it pertained to me in particular, was that the real the sign of sexiness now is a thigh gap. Because I'll never have that.
Thigh gap.
Yeah.
I didn't even really know what thigh gap.
Like they're getting surgery.
Yeah.
To hide a thigh gap.
Yeah. So you walk and there's this little space in between your thighs.
Come on. Man, that's ridiculous.
I'll never have that.
I'm like, thigh gap.
Like, I don't understand why that's sexy.
I mean,
let's not get
there.
I was going to say, what did you shave the skin off the inner?
I mean, I think that really what we're also talking about, there are just differences. I mean, there's cultural differences and then there's like what's popular and everything. But like I know, like I have cousins that are, you know, in the suburbs of Chicago, very white areas. And I mean, yes, having a butt that's a nice shape in proportion to your body in a sense that you have a butt wouldn't be bad, but anything big is bad. I mean, that's just, they want to be skinny. I mean, that's just how they are. And I think of that as white people across the board, sad to say, but even here, I mean, like, yes, in yoga, the girls, I'm like, wow, they have butts now, but they're still sticks. Yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah. For compared booty. To how they used to be, I mean, they used to have no butts whatsoever. They at least have some butts now, but it's still very skinny. Like you said, I mean, to have a thigh gap, you can't have thighs, like real thighs, right. You know?
But it's like wanting to be skinny with a thigh gap, with the...
A butt.
With the butt.
Which is where the fake comes in. You know what I mean? Like,
Barbie. It's the whole Barbie culture
that's been brought to the forefront. It's all really fucked up, though.
But I'm just saying, at least in my experience, black men have a little more realistic expectation, it seems like, in my opinion, like they would rather women that have a little more meat.
Oh, have y'all seen Kendrick's video? Let me tell you something about Kendrick's video. He has these girls, and I was like, I cannot be mad because
on the King Cooper video?
Yeah, not only are these girls thicker, but he didn't do the beauty on them where you like
gloss out
that stretch marks or the cellulite. And the cellulite. Let me tell you something. I had some, they were not naked. They had on some booty shorts. They were not naked. But I was thinking to myself, you know what? If you like big women, this is what you like. You don't mind the fact that she has cellulite because big legs come with cellulite. Period. Like if you have a big leg and you like,
for you not to have cellulite, that's not real. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
rare. It's unrealistic.
That's rare. What happens when your leg gets big.
Get them
or your booty gets big.
I think guys know that.
And they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Real
well, that's why
men.
I was happy when the Amber Rose pictures came out. I was like, good. This is what people really look like, you know, like.
Oh, the one. Wait, are you talking about me? She. Are you talking about the one where they busted her because she like posted something that was super like
very Photoshop.
Like she ran it through.
No, the ones I saw were
beach picture.
And they put them side by side, and they were like, guess who runs her stuff through those filters?
Okay. Oh, I saw one where she was above a Photoshop picture of a Big Mac. Like the fake picture of Big Mac, and then they had a regular picture of her, like with her rolls and stuff, above a real Big Mac, like the kind you don't see in a commercial, the one you hold in your hand. Oh, and it was brilliant.
Oh.
It was brilliant.
But I didn't see that. I
need
to be
looking. You should Google. Yeah, because her, when she did the little string bikini one, I'm like, that just makes everybody that had a baby feel bad about themselves.
You see the real ones?
Oh, bitch.
Oh, my God. She looks like a regular person.
Everybody don't look like that.
But, I mean, she has a nice body. I mean, no doubt about it. But she has cellulite.
I don't think pictures do her. I saw her in Hollywood.
She's human.
Going into, like, CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And she was beautiful. Like, she glows. I don't get it in pictures. I'm like, she's not that big. You see her in person, it's like, oh my goodness.
I could believe that.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Lisa, I agree with you because I do believe white men still like they chicks skinny as fuck.
With big boobs.
I think it's become.
It's anatomy.
The curves have become popular more because of one, because hip hop is now a thing.
Yeah.
And because there's been this big movement on showing real women. And I remember, I think they said since like in the 50s, I think a lot of the models and women wear bikinis actually were a little thicker. Mm-hmm. And then since that point, they come skinny as hell. And that's why you see all these Dove commercials and things like that, where they try to show women with curves, because that seems to be more of what actual women look like, not these little skinny bras that's photoshopped and, you know... I like curves. I think they work the best. I don't get why people like the flat booties and whatnot and all that. But
I really think a lot of it comes down to anatomy. I mean, rarely do you see an Asian man with a black woman. Is that not one of the rarest things? Think about the stereotypes with black women having extra large butts. And the stereotype about Asian men is that they got small penises. Mm-hmm. So they don't fit. They don't fit together. There's a reason for these stereotypes.
Well, we're the two that is least likely to date outside of a race.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like black men.
And Asian men.
And Asian women date outside of their race like the most. Yes.
Interesting. But not dating each other.
Right.
Right. That's they don't date each other.
Black women should date Asian men is the conclusion.
Yeah. That would solve all dating problems. Right. If black women dated Asian men and vice versa, then
I don't think they got the right equipment.
Asian man. Well, that is fucked up.
Hilarious.
Like Asian.
That's the only reason that
Jamie's
like,
well, I mean, and you get sisters from all sizes, and it feel like Asian men cap at a certain height.
But that's
a certain time. I don't believe it all, but it's not like you. How many
they
like
not over?
How many like 6'10" Asian men do you see?
There are some,
but I'm
some
like
really cute they're ones, like, but they just not here.
But they like few and far between.
They don't leave Japan or whatever country they're
only
from.
In the movies. Man.
Yeah, and I mean I don't know, like I don't know how interested the two are in each other.
No, because I think they're forced. They get forced onto white standards of beauty so much that if they do date. Interracially, that's where they tend to go. But did you guys hear the first Miss was the Miss Japan? The first biracial Miss Japan was just crowned recently, and she's half black.
Yeah, she's beautiful too.
She's gorgeous. She's really gorgeous. Yeah,
but who are her parents?
I know that's a case.
Because mixed race people in Japan have always been popular. Like the models, they're always mixed race. Usually
white though.
Yeah, usually white and Japanese. Mm-hmm. And like when you look at all of the Japanese animation, the anime, you look at how they draw their people.
With the big titties and the big booty.
Yeah, but they all have like American looking eyes. They very rarely have almond shaped eyes. You might have one character who's like a stereotype and the eyes are a slit. But for the most part, the characters just look white, but they're speaking Japanese or whatever the language.
They always look like they're 12.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah. It's all, oh, God, it's crazy.
Yeah. It bugs me out is seeing the Chinese Jamaicans. Like, and they're chatting.
I had
chatting.
A professor who was one.
And look straight, Jamaican. Fresh off the boat from China, and it chop wapping, baby.
Yeah, I had a professor.
And it's a lot of them.
Yeah, he told us. He was like, there's a whole community of Chinese people from Jamaica. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Tyson's family roots. That's why he looks like
that. Which Tyson?
Tyson Beckford.
That is absolutely Chinese.
Yeah, that's Micah's cousin.
And he is like a Chinese grandparent.
That was her cousin.
Really? Yeah. I would have never thought that. As black as he is? Yep.
Girl. Wow. Chinese Jamaican.
I'm not going to say that on the podcast. Every time a black person has tight eyes, they have to have some Asian in them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know on. I'm mixed. Stop playing.
Right. Mariyama.
You know it. Man, so funny.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.